and have enough resources, to be honest, to be able to keep affording to buy and restore bikes. And also the not having a dedicated space did become a bit of a challenge, because a lot of the times we were just working off the road, or we were working in somebody's backyard, or we didn't have a specific place where we could actually do things. And then as and when education became more and more of a priority for both of us, we started losing interest a little bit here and there. Of course, I was still doing it on my own, but having an extra set of hands is always beautiful, right? And Norman eventually started paying more attention to his education. And also, he wasn't really that much into the automotive scene. He was more of like a traditional engineer. He wanted to know how everything worked. Whereas I was more niched into going towards the automotive side, because I wanted to know how engines work and how did bikes get built and what are the various parts and components that can be changed to increase performance, to try and make it better, smoother, more efficient, whatever it took, basically to make it the ultimate vehicle. And eventually I just started doing it on my own. And after a point, it became a little ridiculous, because the kind of money that you'd make from, you know, flipping a vehicle wasn't always great. And then again, I couldn't really do it with bigger, better bikes or cars, especially not cars, because we didn't have the bloody place to do it. And I especially didn't have the place to do it. So I eventually slowed down a bit, and then that's when I had to get the job, and I got done with the job, and then I told my dad about the engineering, and he put me in college. It wasn't one of the best colleges in the world, but it was a college, and it would provide me with a certificate that would say that I'm an automobile engineer. So I went through with it, and because I was already working on bikes and cars before that, and I did have a fair knowledge of it, I pretty much excelled at all subjects in my engineering quest. Except for math. I failed math like 5 times. It was pathetic, but whatever. We did go ahead, and I completed my diploma in engineering. And once that happened, it was when I started looking for jobs in the automotive industry. And I, for the longest time, was not completely happy and satisfied with that, because all the jobs which actually involved being a hands-on mechanic paid peanuts, absolute peanuts. So I couldn't sustain myself or my family with those kind of jobs. And it didn't make sense financially for me to be able to pursue that line of work. So eventually I just kind of gave it up, and it became more of a hobby. And I got into the corporate world, and the corporate world pays well, so we all know that. And I started working a corporate world in it. And eventually we came through on the other side, and fast forward to 2020, was when my spark was reignited. And basically I have this two-stroke 100cc bike that my uncle, who now lives in New Zealand, would basically use as his daily rider every day. And as a child, I always wanted to ride that bike, and I never had the opportunity because obviously I was too young and I couldn't barely reach the bottom of the ground while sitting on the bike. So, and not to mention the fact that he wasn't exactly excited to give an underage non-licensed person to ride a two-stroke bike, and at that time it was quite a powerful bike, you know, for the time at least. So eventually he just kind of moved abroad, and he kind of left the bike to rot, and I seen it every day of my life. It was just standing there every day in the rain, you know, just collecting more and more dirt and rust. And I used to foolingly say it's rusting in peace, you know, rather than resting, you say rusting in peace. And I don't know, but in 2020, when I think it was the most difficult time for everyone, when COVID hit, and during that time, I think I wanted to reignite that same spark. And I basically went out, and I just called my uncle, and I'm like, hey man, I see that your bike's over there, and it's just like literally just falling apart to the ground. Do you think I could have it, since you're not here and you don't care about it, clearly? And he said, yeah, sure, man. And as long as you don't do anything illegal with it. And I was like, bloody hell, what do you think I am, doing something illegal with it? I was just going to, you know, start it up and maybe ride it around a bit. And he's like, that's exactly what I'm scared of, because there's no papers for it. Or rather, the papers weren't up to date on it. So he was more than happy to give me the bike. And eventually what ended up happening is I dismantled the bike on the ground floor. I took all the parts up to my terrace, because at the time it was COVID, so we weren't allowed to be around on the roads. And I built it on the Bloody Terrace, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. Definitely kept me from going insane during the COVID pandemic, and it's one of the achievements that I have under my belt that I'm very proud of. And that's how now we come to today, where I'm still trying to do the same thing, and I'm trying to still work on bikes and cars, and I hope that it's always a career and it always goes on for a very long time. Thank you. All righty then, we're done with this. Yay!